think he missed on the fog thing. I mean, he just went in close on that. That fog didn't
Why don't you call him up and tell him? Just berate him right here on the radio.
Nah, I'm not going to do that. Hey, but a shout out to Mike Walters, is that Waters at A&M, right?
Uh-huh. Michael Waters. Wait, yeah. The bumper sticker thing?
Yeah, that's the bumper sticker thing.
Who says an academic doesn't have a sense of humor?
I tell you, that's, he got his name in the New York Times on Sunday, I'm just telling you.
Did he?
Yeah. And it said Texas A&M University in there, too. So.
Whoop. Did it have whoop out there?
No, it didn't have any whoop, just had that. But again, that's kind of fun. So it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Time to go to the phones and...
And
listen to the call that we got.
A fan,
not too long ago.
There
from
we go.
A lady who
it's been a little while ago.
This
long time listener.
A message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25. Mm. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff.
That's you know what it
and
is.
So far, since 6 o'clock, had is the two guys talking
Chasing Scott.
Laughing at their jokes and stuff.
Yeah, so, well, they were funny.
Maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesday.
Yeah, just on
Tuesday. That's not going to be that way every morning.
Why?
You know, I ask myself that every morning.
Oh, the humanity.
I just was wanting to let you know that
we lost your number anyway.
I would like to hear music on the radio.
Music?
Just text us.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's not that pressing.
Right. Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. See
ya. A little CeeLo Green.
Yeah.
Just be sweet.
Hope this is the edited version.
It is, yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because it'd been nice knowing you.
Yeah. Come on now.
This is a catchy tune.
It is a good tune.
It is. That's elliptical all the way. Yeah.
He's the large fellow in that show called The Voice. He's also half of Gnarls Barkley. You take Danger Mouse out.
Got a little Stevie Wonder going there, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Which is interesting because Scott doesn't like Stevie Wonder.
No, I don't, but I like this. This guy's got a classic voice.
I tell you what, I'm grooving in here.
I know, it's outstanding. It's called Forget You. Make sure that's the version you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other one is a little disruptive.
A little blue.
Yeah, hello. Hello. Okay.
There you go.
Hello.
Yeah, every time I hear that recording, I think of that couple on Best of Show that had Wireman in her.
Uh-huh. You remember that. All right. That's it. Work up a sweat?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. All right.
Are all your guests dancing in there?
Nah,
are
they? Right. Nah, they're pretty laid back.
Yeah.
They like the song, though.
Oh, yeah.
CeeLo Green's okay. You like CeeLo?
I love CeeLo.
Gnarls Barkley was a group that had some pretty good music. All right, so anyway, let's talk. First, we're going to talk Animal Shelter. We usually do ladies first, but it's for years we've done Animal Shelter, and so here's Branton in this morning. How are you today?
All right, how you doing?
Good. How are things in the world of dogs and cats and such?
They're going well. We're excited this week. Friday, April 1st, and not an April Fool's joke, our first ever profit share with Charmin Charlie's, and that's in College Station in the same shopping center as World Market. 10% profit share with us, so 10% of the proceeds will go to the animal shelter that day from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., but you must download a flyer from our website, and they should be up later today.
Okay.
Then on Saturday, the 2nd, we'll be out at It's a Grind for our mobile adoptions out there off of University. We'll have pets out there ready to go home.
So really?
So if you're looking for a furry one to take home that day, it'd be a good place to stop by.
Right there in front of the water event. Yeah, mm-hmm. That'll be fun. Okay, cool.
And then Sunday, April 10th, from 2 to 5, Paws a Tivoli Spring event. We'll be out at our new property. We'll have pictures with the Easter Bunny for the kids and for the animals. We'll have an Easter egg hunt. We'll have other events going on. And also what I wanted to do is give a shout-out to the students of A&M who participated in the big event. We had a bunch of students come out, helped us move a lot of stuff to our new property that we need out there. And I just wanted to give a big thank you for them. If I missed anything, you can look us up on our website at BrazosAnimalShelter.org. You can give us a call at 979-775-5755, or you can look us up on Facebook.
All right, good. Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with folks from the Chamber on, the Animal Shelter on Tuesdays, and also with the Chamber, because Dina's here. How are you today?
I'm good.
All right. Well, you know, the weather's warming up. You know, the calendar just gets full.
It does. And you know, we're going to be hanging out with animals tonight, which, you know, is kind of a good segue after the animal
it
shelter.
It is. Yeah, exactly.
Except we're going to be buying them.
Good idea. We like that.
We're going to contribute to the local economy and to the youth of our community by going out to the youth livestock sale and spending our crawfish boil money tonight. So,
good.
You know, invite the public out there because these kids have worked really hard and we really want to encourage the entrepreneurial spirit that they're developing through
Absolutely.
This program.
Absolutely. Yep.
It's at the Brazos Center or at the Expo Center this evening, starting at 6 o'clock. So come on out and support these kids. But next week, we're going to be giving people jobs and helping connect employees and employers, which is a really neat deal that we like to do a lot. And so on the 6th, we're going to be at the Hilton from 1 to 5 with our job fair. And I know Jordan still has some room if you're a business hiring and would like to come out there and participate in that. And we like the job fair because it's a face-to-face thing with the future employees.
Sure.
You know, we have actually hired people through the chamber for that, through that program. And it's really... it's a good hiring tool because it's not just a fax resume coming across. You actually get to pre-screen a little bit more.
Well, and for a young person, too, that's very important. That's a rite of passage.
This
is what you need to do.
It's a great opportunity. Yep. I mean, here is a chance to make an impression that you could not make on paper if you don't have that long-term, you know,
experience.
You know, you can come in and be a dynamic personality, you know, present yourself well and professional, and you can get a job maybe above those people that have a little bit more experience. So use this as an opportunity. Come prepared to get a job, to interview, to represent
yourself. That means
yourself.
Dress like you want to be hired, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, don't wear those holy jeans.
No.
Break out those slacks and those nice shoes. Don't wear those flip-flops, you know, that type of thing. But we also have some seminars that will be going on about how to interview and how to write a resume. We'll have people there that can actually review your resume, make sure that it is representing you properly. And all of that is free for a job seeker. So come on out, use that opportunity. And if you can't make the job fair on the 6th, you know, go to our website, bcschamber.org, because we have a job board that's up constantly. And for chamber members, you can post all your positions there for free. So it's a good deal. So thanks to Reynolds and Reynolds for helping us with that. Our next business after hours is Thursday, April 14th. It's at the Vineyard Court. We do their after
hours
every year.
This is a tradition, right?
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is a neat facility and unfortunately, a well-kept secret sometimes in this community. But come on out to the Vineyard Court over on George Bush from 5:30 to 7 on April 14th. I want to thank Prosperity Bank for our Platinum Member
Vineyard
Spotlight.
Vineyard Court is Dominic, isn't it?
I guess you're right. It is Dominic.
Yeah, and it's Dominic.
It's kind of
right
over there behind what used to be Culpeper Plaza.
Exactly, right.
Area,
yep,
so.
Yep.
Ribbon cutting, don't forget, tomorrow Scott and White is doing their groundbreaking out on Highway 6 from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
They've already moved a lot of dirt.
I know. They've got some culverts hanging out there.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much we're going to help them with that, but we want to come and see the process off.
Sure.
Thursday, 11:30, the Hollywood Cafe Bistro out on Highway 6, and then on Friday at 11:30, BCS Golden Jewelry in College Station.
All right. Sounds like a deal. If they want some more information,
bcschamber.org or 260-5200.
All right. Thanks, Dina.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays. It's 8:21.